Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Thursday edition. I know, 2 weeks in a row for Thursday edition. Can you believe it? For the BTN News Show, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Sincerely sorry again about yesterday. Personal matters came up, but there's nothing I could really do about it, so I couldn't get you out of show yesterday. But we got a Thursday edition again. How about that? It is the 21st of September, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. We got some hot breaking news right off the press for you on this BTN Thursday edition. And it has to do with Google spending some money. Now, there were some rumors about this yesterday about Google acquiring HTC's Pixel talent. Well, those rumors now are true. To the tune of $1.1 billion. Yes, HTC announced that Google is acquiring talent from them to further its own product development efforts for a huge sum of cash. Well, we already know what that is. A lot of money. Google actually said in their statement that HTC has been a longtime partner and has created some of the most beautiful high-end devices on the market. We can't wait to welcome members of the HTC team to join us on this journey. Ah, yes, that billion-dollar journey. Does make us wonder, though, what's the next Pixel phone gonna be like? Probably a lot like HTC. Staying with Google News, are you a YouTube Red subscriber? I know there's not a whole bunch of us out there, but there are a few, and those few have been saying, isn't this thing supposed to be ad-free? Well, it's supposed to be, and it hasn't been. Now, at first, Google kind of said, no, that's not correct. And now Google's backtracking, saying that, yeah, indeed, it'd been running ads on Red. And, of course, what are they blaming it on? A technical issue. Most of this outcry actually came from Reddit, and for good reason. And apparently it's been so bad, a supervisor from YouTube and Google Play Music has actually since contacted some of these people from Reddit and actually personally apologized, promising them that they are working right now to correct the issue. I'm still wondering, the issue? Or let's try to sneak this in and see if we can get away with it. Nest, yes, have introduced some nice little gadgets for our home. One of the nicest ones that's probably the most usable is the smart doorbell, thanks to the fact that it also has HD video monitoring. Yes, that's right, this device can actually stream live HD video to your phone and can send and receive audio. Yes, you can have a conversation with somebody standing at your door that you don't even know. Now, let's let this be said. This is kind of a bigger push for Nest's, shall we say, security division. This is supposed to tie in with all those sensors that go on your windows, your doors, these kind of things, and probably get you to subscribe to Nest Aware, which, by the way, is $10 a month. As far as this new doorbell goes, it has a 160-degree field of view, meaning that, yes, if, say, the UPS or FedEx guy comes and leaves a package on your door, you should be able to see it. There's other little things that are included with the Nest doorbell, including quick actions that will let you respond to visitors at the door with a set of automated replies. Something nice as, hey, welcome to my home, or get the hell off my lawn. Unfortunately, no pricing yet, but we should see this thing start shipping in the first quarter of 2018. And finally, once again, today's And Finally brought to you by Batwinch. Thank you so much. You can follow her on Twitter at Batwinch. She's always got something going on, especially if you love cats. She is the lady to follow. This And Finally just made me shake my head and kind of go, oh my God. And definitely is pointed to all of our listeners up in Manchester, England. How would you feel knowing that the police department up there still running XP? Yeah, you heard me correctly. Windows XP. Now, not all of the computers are running XP, but one in five are, and that's kind of scary. According to the Greater Manchester Police, they've said to the BBC anyways that 1,580 PCs are still running that old ancient unsupported operating system. Yeah, if you don't remember, Microsoft had ended that back in 2014. Yeah, it's only 3 years ago. Now, the Greater Manchester Police said they are slowly reducing its reliance on XP, but because of certain programs that only run on that operating system, it's taking a little longer than they probably wanted to. Well, in any case, at least they were forward with the public and they let us know that, yeah, we've still got some old crap software laying around. Let's just hope they're also not still using dial-up too. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. If you want to support the British Tech Network, and it's simple to do too, all you got to do is key in on your browser, paypal.me/BritishTech, and stick in the amount that you think we're worth. There's also our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com. Podcasts, reviews, all that stuff on over there. And, of course, the links to all of our social media sites, British Tech Network, Facebook, and Instagram, at British Tech on Twitter. And, of course, our Slack room. That's where you really want to be. And come hang with us. We'd love to have you. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show, indeed, will be back for Friday. Fingers crossed. Now, I should be here. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a good Thursday, all right? And thank you very much, as always, for listening.